have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Monday again. Hope you had an amazing weekend. My weekend was amazing. Went by fast, as usual. But yet, amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question. Last week, biblical question, why do we need a pope? No one really, everybody seemed to agree that we don't need a pope. That it was something that was enacted a long time ago, and the people just been doing it ever since then. And that the pope has a big house somewhere, and people just been doing it. But you really don't need a pope. The popes serve no real purpose. So no one can really give me a real reason we need a pope. So you don't need a pope. What the? They couldn't really tell me what is it that the pope does. And I really want to know because, again, I didn't grow up around Catholic stuff. I only discovered the Catholic religion when I moved to the city. So I didn't know why a pope was needed. So I still don't know. But I have a brand new biblical question. Really. And this one is like, Mamma Mia. Hola. Si, señor, como tal y vos, gracias, whatever. And I asked a few of the people at the fellowship yesterday about this biblical question. And interesting, and I put my two cents in on Sunday, of course. And the biblical question are for those who want to know thyself. To know that you know that you know that you know. Not just because somebody else said it. You can know the truth too. And you can help point others toward the truth that want it, but you can know for yourself as well. Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Amazing question. A brand new biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy, we are heard around the world. By everybody, and they mama if you're black. It's they mama if you're black. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. Amazing, huh? And if you're round earther, We are here around the world. Round and around and around we go. And if you're a flat earther, up and down the world. But so if you're busy, you can podcast the show. But remember, you can listen to the show live on your iPhone, iPad, as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. If you're getting caught up in the rage that our amazing president is doing to send the illegal back. Did you see where the president, there was a underground party, I guess, or a club somewhere, and a bunch of illegal aliens were there at this underground club or party, and they went there and raided it and caught a whole bunch of illegal aliens. I'm like, what the? It's so amazing. It reminds me of the good old days to finally see our government at work in the United States of America really doing what he said he would do to make America great again. It was amazing to see it, really. But anyway, if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, working out, whatever, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? So, we take all call, but we take the ladies' call as they come in on Mondays. Every Monday is Let It Be Written, Let It Be Known, Let It Be Said. Every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I probably say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I would too.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So, if you missed the fellowship yesterday for any reason at all, for those who don't know, we do have fellowship here in L.A., every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30 for all. And if you're not, or you just can't, you're too lazy to get up to make it, you can watch it online on YouTube channel at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And from, it starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? Yeah, as I said yesterday in the fellowship, I love the fellowship. I know one of the things that have helped to keep me working on myself is those meetings. Because as I'm teaching, I'm being taught. Not only from what's coming from me, because a lot of stuff I don't know until I say it. And then what I hear come from others, it is so helpful. Yesterday's meeting was a slap your mama meeting. It was so good. Really, it was just mind-blowing. And stay with it, folks. Stay. Those who are working on themselves, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really, just stay with it. No matter what, and no matter how your mind tries to deceive you to get away from it, stay with it. You will not regret it. And the more you get, more understanding you get, the more you want. It's like, the more you get, the more I want. Can't get enough of your love, Lord. I tried, and I tried, and I tried. Can't get enough of your grace, Lord. Grace and mercy. It doesn't matter. But it was deep. Stay with it, folks. Really. Above all, get an understanding. One other quick thing. I want you to know, and you can bank on it. You can put your crypto on it, your credit card on it, your money, cash your money on it, your property, whatever. America's not going to get better. It's not going to get better. Now, the great white hope, Donald Trump, going to make it a little more comfortable in a physical way in that. He's going to bring back jobs, opportunities, lower taxes, ship the illegals back to wherever they came from, cut back on crime by bringing the police back. Hopefully you do the bail bond thing again. He's going to make it a little comfortable for you in a physical sense. But unless you change the heart, and unless your heart change, it ain't coming back. Because the heart, only a few hearts are going to change. You can bank on that. Only a few people will change at heart. Most people love their ego. They love their false identity. They love their misery. They love their pain. And they love inflicting it on others. And they can do it if you are not in control of you. If you're in control of you, they cannot inflict pain on you. Now, they'll try desperately. Evil people love hurting others. They will hunt you down. They will try to build an army. They will do it for the thrill of it. Because they call death life and life death. And they feel good, so they think that's life. But you, as I said yesterday in the meeting, if you work on you, they can't touch you. Look at Donald Trump. They can't touch the great white hope. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. They can't touch Donald Trump, and they don't understand why. Because evil people love hurting other people. They love gossiping, revenge, jealousy, envy, and strife. And then they have to build an army so they can get a false confidence in hurting others. They can't stand alone and do it. What a mess! But anyway, you can be fine. And my mic just went out again. I can't hear myself. I hear myself, but outside of my headset. Let me go to Timothy. I was talking to Timothy on Friday, and I asked Timothy to call back because we ran out of time. And I said to Timothy, call back and mention that I asked you to call back. Back! And I'll take your call as soon as you call back. He's back from Washington State. Timothy, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Timothy.
Yeah, so I was just telling you about Monday, right after Easter, well, Resurrection Day, I had court, and I don't know what's worse, the seven females on the other side and the two men on my side, plus me, but they were going into their whole trial, everything that they were trying to get me for not, I guess, taking care of my son because they took him away from me. And
so just so the people who didn't hear the original conversation, you went in court to try to get your kids or something?
Yeah, it's been going on since 2017.
And why are you in court trying to get them?
They said that I abused him and they took him away. And put him in. He's been in 5 different places, and I was seeing him at first.
Is it just one son?
Yeah, one son.
So somebody accusing you of abusing your son, the court took him away and put him in a foster home or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then you've been fighting to get him back.
I actually haven't been fighting, really, but I was seeing him at first, you know, going to see him for, you know, all the different places that they had me go see him as somebody was watching over us, which that's the one thing I didn't like the whole time, because I don't need anybody watching over me to communicate with my son.
Right,
but,
yeah.
Anyways, so after I started listening to you about 3 years ago, and I just, you know, and I did counseling with you, and I even mentioned that to him, like, well, I've been getting counseling from Jesse Lee Peterson. You know, I don't want to do you guys' counseling that you're doing because it's a joke. They don't know what they're talking about. They just pit me back in the past or tell me what I need to do for the future, and I don't believe in that. I stay in the present, in the moment. And so that's what, you know, we talked about. They were telling me, you know, hey, you, and they even brought up, like, well, you are getting counseling from Jesse Lee Peterson. I told them I had 2 counseling sessions, and they're like, have you had any more? I'm like, I have counseling with them every day as I watch his show. That is counseling enough. And I'm like, you can call in also, which I never did until now. But, they just, you know, I told them, you know, you guys have all this information from the past written down on paper, and you're just trying to bring it up. And they had a bunch of witnesses come on. It went on from Monday for 10 to 5:30, and then Wednesday from 9:30 to 5, and then Thursday that was a short one.
And so, your question is what?
It's not really a question. I was just kind of filling you in what was going on. And I did get him a place to stay that I knew of, which I recommend to the court, and that's where he's been at, and that's who wants to foster him. And they were going to take me off of and put him with them.
And so is that going to happen? Is that happening?
Yeah, that's happening.
So are you okay now with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fine with it the whole time because I know that it's not, you know, I'm in the world, I'm not of the world. So I'm just going along with the flow, and I know that he'll want to come back to me when he gets older.
Yeah.
He's 13 now.
Well, good, man. And so all is well with that. You got him in a place where you're okay, where you can see him, he can talk to you?
We haven't had any communication for 3 years.
Oh, okay. But
because they wanna have me go with somebody watching over my shoulder. And the last time that happened was with the people that they're staying with, the mom of the place. And I could see him looking at her and looking at me. I could see his eyes looking back and forth. So he's like getting, ways to connect with me by looking at her and getting her information to talk to me about. I said, no, I got to stop this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, so now you just have to wait until he's old enough to leave on his own?
Yeah, they did say that he wrote in the paperwork and saying that, you know, when he's able to drive, then he'd want to be able to come and see me so he could leave whenever he wants or if he doesn't like the situation, which...
Does he live near you?
He lives in the bigger town, like 40 miles away.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, I wish you well with that, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You just keep working on you, working on you, working on you, and don't worry about the outcome, and just stay present, and it's going to be fine for you. It'll work out.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I watched your show yesterday, and the only time I think I was double-minded is when that whole trial was going on, because that put me back in my past and my thoughts of what has happened and they want to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Amazing. Will you stay with it? I wish you well with that, all right?
Yes.
What a mess!
It is a mess. Hey, can I mention a movie?
Well, no, hold on.
Okay.
Tell Derek about it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Natalie. Natalie is a first-time caller out. What? Natalie is a first-time caller out of Michigan. Natalie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
So I started listening to you about a month and a half ago. And at first I thought, wow, this guy's pretty wild. He's out there. This guy's crazy. But
what a mess!
The more I listen to you, just everything you say rings absolutely true with me. Over the last 10 years, I've become increasingly aware of the evil in myself.
Nice.
And
I've
always been skeptical of women. I see the evil in my sisters and in my mother. I went and forgave my mother recently, and it went well.
Nice.
She told me thank you, and it was a good discussion. And she said she wishes maybe she had done things differently. She divorced my father when I was pretty young, and he was destroyed by his own mother and my mother, and
yeah.
he ended up self-deleting himself in 2013. So
what did
unfortunately,
that mean?
He took himself out.
He committed suicide?
Yeah.
You call it self-deleting?
Yeah, I didn't know if I could say suicide on the radio. So.
Okay. What? No.
So, anyway, moving forward, I've struggled with addiction and relationship problems. And I'm 36 years old, and I have an 11-year-old son. And his father was an alcoholic, and he died when my son was 4 years old. And I've just gone in and out of relationships, you know, trying to find that love, seeking for my father, I guess. And my son has just watched me struggle and go from one relationship to the next. And so now I'm currently with a man. I'm dating a man. He's 2 years younger than I am.
What the?
And,
but.
Well, we've been together for about 3 years. We live together. My son calls him dad, and he's definitely a beta, but he tries. I mean, he's got big mommy issues. His mother was a single mother. He lost his father at a young age, and he definitely worships his mama. She takes care of him, and he has some mental health issues. So she pays his bills a lot of the time, and I'm just, my son's getting to that preteen age, and I'm really trying to work on myself and figure out what the right thing is to do at this point for my son. I have the opportunity to move back in with my parents. My stepfather is a good old school, old fashioned man with strong values, and he works hard, and I wonder whether that would be a better example of a man for my son to be around and learn from his grandfather. But I changed my mind and changed directions. You know, you recently talked about being double-minded. I always question myself. I question my decisions because I've made terrible decisions for so long. And I want to get to the point where I can make a decision and go with it, like you say. But I also don't want to like be imposing my will on my son because he does call my boyfriend dad. So my question for you is what do you suppose is the best situation for my son to go in being a young man and learn how to grow up and be a man?
So right now you're living with a guy, right?
Yes.
He's younger than you, two years younger.
Yes.
He's not able to take care of himself?
Well, he has a job right now. It's a temporary job. He's working for a company installing sprinkling systems, so it's just a summer job. He's working right now, but he has a hard time holding on to a job for very long. He's on medication.
And his mother taking care of him?
Yeah.
While living with you?
Yes.
And what is the purpose of you, this guy, why are you living with him or he living with you?
It's his house.
And why are you staying with him?
Well, I guess because it's convenient for me. It's a good, comfortable situation. I'm going to school right now. I was living with my parents previously, but they were in a rural area, and it was a little harder for me to get a job and do what I thought I needed to be doing. I'm trying to establish myself to be able to take care of my son.
Why don't you get a job?
I do have a job right now. I'm working and going to school.
And so why not get two jobs?
I could do that. So
you're living with this guy that's younger than you. His mother's taking care of him partly. And you have a son. And... Yeah. And instead of getting two jobs or a job that make good money, you can make more money. You rather live in that situation?
No, I feel like I would rather be living in a situation, in an environment with my parents where they're gardening.
What kind of effect you think this is having on your son to see you living in a condition such as this? What type of fat is that having on your son?
It's probably showing him that as a man, he doesn't really have to step up and try very hard because some mama's just going to take care of him or somebody else will be there to take care of him.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
And so why don't you stay with your parents until you get on your feet? That would be better than living with a man who, according to you, is not capable of not even taking care of himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to realize. And that's kind of the idea that I was getting, that it would be a better and more stable environment for him to be around, you know, my grandfather, who is a better example of a man and who can teach him how to work with his hands. And
so why have you done that?
Because I've been too double-minded, and I've been listening to the voices telling me that, you know, I should love him and I should endure. If I really care about him, I should help him be better. But
you really care about whom? The man?
Yeah.
You can't care about that man.
You're right.
You don't even care about yourself or your own son. How can you care about someone? This man is another son.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
just
what I'm
doing. Okay. Hold on. A mess. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Amazing song. Never heard it before, but it's amazing. Anyway, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Number one, check out yesterday's fellowship. If you don't know, some people in L.A. and they see me running around, and like, I didn't know you were in L.A. I didn't know you were having meetings here. We are in L.A., West L.A. area, and we have meetings. Sunday morning meetings for all at 11 a.m. First Thursday of the month, men's forum for guys only. And that's coming up this Thursday. Can you believe this Thursday is May already? What the? So men's forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. And then the third Thursday for ladies only. I don't care what anyone says. These ladies are working on themselves in the same manner that the men who are working on themselves are working on themselves. And they are waking up like naughty going nos. And they just didn't know. They're like, what the? Well, ladies form the third Thursday of the month. All right? So come on down this Thursday, men, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And today, the hate report coming up Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time, thehakereport.com. And at 11 a.m. after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday at 11 a.m. Then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. And at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Budget TV at 2 p.m. It's a busy Monday at 2 p.m. Watch this.
What's more important, what you say or how you say it?
I said the N-word.
I'm glad you said that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey,
nah, chill. What you doing?
There's this guy named Neo, and he has four women.
I said, you understand that your exclusivity to me does not mean my exclusivity to you.
That shit ain't gonna last.
What are they getting out of it?
He's bringing me around these people, status maybe?
There has to be some type of trade-off.
It's wrong, but it's smart.
Why?
Hake the player. Hake the player is wrong, but it's smart. Playing the field at 2 p.m. today. Punchy TV, all right? I want to go back to Natalie, a first-time call out of Michigan. So, Natalie.
Yes.
What a mess!
It is. I agree. It's been a mess. This is ridiculous.
How did you end up in this situation? I mean, from beginning to now, what brought you to this?
Oh, geez. Not having very good self-worth, I guess, and just not being aware of how evil I really am. I mean, I guess that's part of that feminine nature. I spent a good portion of my life lying to myself about what a good person I am because I care so much about other people. But I realized I was always doing it to gain something.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to like me by pretending I'm so nice and just giving myself away, looking for validation outwardly. And like I said, I lost my father to suicide, and I didn't have a very good relationship with him, and I definitely related with my mother. She played the victim, and I fell into it. I always thought my mother was such a sweet, innocent, good-natured person, and I watched her leave my dad and watched her get into dating and try to be the strong, independent woman. And after I left high school, I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing with myself. So I just started chasing men and drugs and fell into it pretty deep. And my son's father was 17 years older than me. I fell for an older man, but he was an alcoholic. And then he lost the battle with that. And I just became... Well, I was already bitter and angry, but yeah, I fell down a bad hole and spent a long time lying to myself. I worked hard. You know, I've tried, after I lost my son's dad, I tried to find that balance between being a mother and working, and always fell into relationships with men that I had to take care of. So I've been a very confused person.
And so you fell in too deep?
I did, yeah. I got in pretty heavy with drugs.
You know I love you, but I'm in too deep.
You right, know that ain't
I
love.
Need you, but I'm in too deep. Oh, think twice. You're at a perfect point right now in life. If you do what I suggest to you, you're about to have an amazing life.
I'm ready.
Forget about the past. Live right now. Think not about tomorrow. Wake up right now. I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer. Now that you can see that you've been controlled by evil, by anger, and it was never you, don't judge. Don't have any opinion of yourself as a sinner or a saint. You have never done wrong in your whole life. God is not holding anything against you. It was never you, but you went into the imagination, trying to make things work because you didn't know what you couldn't see. Now you're starting to wake up. You're going to be fine. If you stay with this, everything is going to start to change immediately. You got to stay with this. Don't have any opinion about what has happened or going to happen. The only reason you end up in this situation, you were not able to see. That's the only reason you're there. Now you're starting to wake up, and the light is going to guide you. So what I highly recommend, you do this. Are you doing the silent prayer yet?
I tried it once.
Okay, go to it. Stay with it. So you can become aware of the present, of now, and not yesterday and not tomorrow or any of those things. Do the silent prayer so you can stay present. And right now, keep, you know, my suggestion, but you know what's best for you, right? But do the silent prayer, go to work, save your money. If you see you need to move back to your parents' house or whatever till you need to, you do it. But do what's in front of you and never think about the outcome. Just do what's in front of you to do. And you will be fine.
Okay. I trust and believe that.
Any questions about that?
No, I don't think there's any questions. I can see for right now what I need to do next. And
yeah, if you, yeah, once you see what to do, then you do it. If you don't see what else to do, continue what you're doing until you see what to do. I want to encourage you to walk by the light. If you don't see what to do, continue what you're doing. But have no opinion about it. Don't call it good or bad. Just live.
Okay. I do have one question real quick.
Okay.
I know you're not very supportive of women becoming educated, but I am currently trying to go to school for nursing.
That's fine. That's a trade. You're not married. You need to be able to take care of yourself and your son until he grow up, become an adult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. Matter of fact,
okay.
A nursing job will allow you to live anywhere in the world and get a job.
That's what I was thinking.
Absolutely. If you were married and had children, maybe a different story. But you're not married. You're relying on you. Absolutely get a trade. A nursing job is good.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
And if you think you need to move out from that guy's place, do it. If not, don't. But you work on you now by staying present. Have you heard
what
me?
I'm trying to do.
Have you heard me? I ask people, who are you?
Yes, I have. And,
Who are you?
I can't say who I am for sure, but I'm trying to be the observer.
Right on.
Becoming the observer for now.
That's all you got to do, and don't worry about who you are. You find out who you're not, and you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your worries. You're not your anger. You're not your false happiness. You're not your friends, you're not this, and you're not that. You got to overcome everything that you're not, and you're nothing what you think that you are, none of what you think you are.
Oh, that is a huge weight lifted off my shoulders.
and it's so true, Natalie Akinholler, stand it. It's just so true. You're none of the things you think you are.
It's so true. It makes me want to slap my mama. That's
And you don't need a husband. You don't need a boyfriend. You just need to seek what's right. Seek the truth, and the truth will take care of you. It will guide you. And if it's meant for you to, if the truth is meant for you to have a husband, the truth will give you one. If not, you'll be fine. And if it gives you a husband, you would never have to work at the relationship at all. It's abnormal to try to make a relationship work. If you got to make it work, it ain't working. It's not from God.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah.
You're not supposed to try to make anything work. You're just supposed to live.
Well, I'm ready to live.
I've done
nothing but die to death. I've been in hell for a long time, and I'm so grateful I found your show, Jesse. So thank you for having me on.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And remember, you and you alone are responsible for you. No man, no mama, no daddy, no brother, no sister, no friend, no preacher, no deacon, no nothing. You are responsible for overcoming your hell. You have to pay attention to you, just as I have to do. Every human being that want to be free, that person alone have to. They are responsible for overcoming.
Yes, sir. That's right. You'll never find it out there, and nobody else out there is coming to save you.
No one can, even if they wanted to.
That's right.
All right. So forget about the past is an illusion anyway. Think not about tomorrow. It doesn't exist. All this is a brand new day for Natalie. Everything is brand new right now.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Pissy.
You're welcome. Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Forget about the world and live your life.
Okay, will do. I'm ready.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I will.
Amazing. Take care, Natalie.
You too. Bye-bye, Jesse.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Callie, first-time call out of Florida. Callie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Uncle Jesse from sunny Florida.
Good morning. Amazing.
I would like to tell you about the Great White Hope's plans for America's birthday party next year. So beginning on the 4th of July, we will be celebrating. And he has proposed to rent out the Iowa State Fairgrounds. He's going to have every.
Do you work for him?
Well, yes, sir. I did work for him. And I'm going to tell you, I went to his party in West Palm Beach for the night of the election. And, man, I've never felt so rich. Donald Trump does a good party.
I bet he does. The Great White Hope.
Yeah, we were celebrating. We were standing in front of the stanchions with all of the fake news. And, man, they look like their dog died. And we were just laughing, telling them that, you know, Trump is your daddy now.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Well, I know, awesome. I believe, I'm having a wait-and-see attitude, but I believe that, I think his first 100 days are coming up soon, right?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow he's actually throwing a rally in Michigan.
So is this the 100 days are up already or coming soon?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow is 100 day.
Yes, sir.
And you say he's holding...
Wait till the next 100 days.
And you say
he's going to knock our socks off.
And you said that he's holding a rally tomorrow?
Yes, sir, in Michigan.
Right on. Amazing!
But, yeah, for this birthday party, though, he's going to have all 50 states showcase what they're good at the state fair. This party is going to go on for an entire year. It's going to begin on July 4th, and it's going to end on Memorial Day the following year. So we're going to party for a year celebrating America.
Nice. Well, let him know that July is White History Month, and that I started it 8 years ago, maybe seven, 8 years ago in July. So if he can declare July White History Month, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I really appreciate. Yeah, that would be amazing. I'm so happy for the team that he's got in there as well.
Me
he's
too.
Got a bunch of young guns.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a disruptor. So I really appreciate everything that you do. I've been listening to you for maybe a year now. I found you when you came on the Roseanne Barr podcast.
Right on. Roseanne.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Callie. So, call me again.
Yeah, for sure. I will. Thank you so much, brother.
All right. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Aaron bought a super chat on Friday. Sometimes I catch myself getting angry about a made-up scenario in my head. It feels like hypnosis.
It's amazing that human beings are so into themselves. They even communicate with themselves, Foster, even no one is around. What the? Amazing. Thank you. They don't know, as I mentioned yesterday in the fellowship, they are communicating with the enemy. Did you like that scenario I gave yesterday about how, what was it?
The army general sent out the lieutenant to be a spy.
Yeah.
And it turned out the spy lieutenant was a traitor, just like your thoughts.
the lieutenant would go out and spy on the enemy, but what the, who was in charge?
The general.
The general didn't know that the lieutenant would give information to the enemy. And so he would come back and he would tell the general, oh, general, they're going to do this and this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And the general would add, okay, let's go. And they would lose every time they went out for battle. He found out that the lieutenant was spying on him. It was the enemy. And that's how human beings are with thoughts. They trust the enemy. They keep going to the enemy to get information about their enemy. And every time they get it, they use it, they lose. But yet they keep going to their thoughts, not knowing that the thoughts are their enemy. What a mess. Isn't that like an amazing analogy?
It is indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. No more thoughts about our coffee. Pope is to Catholics what Jesse Jackson is to the blacks. A head scammer, keeping the racket going. Just a different target audience and more bling.
Thank you.
Dang, harsh words.
I'm telling you. Did they have a Pope funeral this weekend or something?
They did. Trump went.
Trump went to the, oh, yeah, because he met with Zelensky over there.
That's right, Zelensky.
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 Whatever. Right on. Thank you.
Jamil Badakoffi. I'm writing from my trip to Jerusalem. It's been amazing. Can't believe the Pope died while I was here and just after Easter. Here I haven't seen a single Easter bunny or eggs. One thing I realized while being here, all these people looking and fighting for the so-called holy places. In reality, holiest place is inside each of us. We find it not in the noise, but in the silence.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, right Jamil. On. Chris Badakoffi, did the young man who stabbed his grandparents say, touch me and see what happens. GoFundMe, come in soon for a murderer near you. Terrible.
Touch me in the morning and then just walk away. Amazing. Thank you.
10 coffees from Imperfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Roy Badakoffi, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding your on air. On the air.
Thank you.
Daniel from
Thank
Texas.
Thank you for making that possible. Thank you.
Yeah. Daniel from Texas, not to be confused with the other Daniel from Texas, says, just want to say sticking with it wholeheartedly truly saves you from the darkness, especially the battle of other people's darkness trying to grasp you. You can plainly see that they hate the light. Stick with those who are trying. It's worth your peace.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Yep.
Jesus, thank you as always. Anthony on Cash App.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pope supposed to use Bible to teach. We go to the bad ones. We do GT bad ones, says Anthony on Cash App.
Thank you. Though I didn't know to understand it.
We do go. Yeah, I'm not sure. Go to
but
bad
thank
ones.
You. Make it a little clearer. I'm missing the point, but thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah.
Cafe Mocha, 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, just wanted to give a little back to you guys for being amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us help others.
Also, the reason why some people carry personal water bottles around is to prevent the janitor from tainting them.
But only you mentioned desk. The janitor come by to clean. Amazing.
And shout out to Bill West, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, CEO of Based, and the rest of the DLive crew for Friday's support.
Thank you all. Amazing. I got to take a break there. We'll finish up on this. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. is from God. It's his nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, but there's some good things, too. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and everybody loves the females, if they love anybody, right? And it's Monday, April 28th, AD, 2025. The lines are full. You can call in, though, every so often, just in case a line opens up. And call in also as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller to get on hold to get on air with JLP. It is Hake News, not Fake News. Comedy Nonsense Network CNN reports a rainbow of color lights used to illuminate the Kennedy Center, wherever that is, right? And cast a reflection of joy and pride in the water. But once our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, took over as the new chairman of the Kennedy Center and replaced most of the board with so-called loyalists, people who are loyal, right? The center's programming began to change. No longer friendly, claims Comedy Nonsense Network, to those celebrating LGBTQ plus so-called rights or culture. The Kennedy Center has quietly canceled a week's worth of events for this summer's World Pride Festival. Sounds like it's becoming friendly to all, not just to so-called some, fiendly more like. Some events such as the display of parts of the AIDS Memorial Quilt plan to move to different venues. What a mess. And over in Iran, the cause of a massive explosion that rocked Shahid Rajai port dock near Bandar Abbas in Iran over the weekend. It's still unknown. They don't know what caused it, but a huge explosion. At least 40 people, 40 people killed, more than 1,000 injured in an area filled with shipping containers. It caught fire and exploded, sending a huge plume of thick smoke into the air. The state-run Islamic Republic News Agency, they said the blast was likely sparked by containers of chemicals, but did not name which ones. The Customs Administration of Iran, they blamed a stockpile of hazardous goods and chemical materials stored in the port area. Reports of the possible presence of the chemical used to make missile propellant remain unconfirmed, okay? Some experts suggested more mundane chemicals might explain the explosion. You know, you're not supposed to mix bleach and ammonia or something, right? That's what I heard. It becomes poison. I don't know if it explodes. Something bad. As investigators search for answers, a state of emergency has been declared due to increased air pollution. Iran looking out for their people's health and those around. Been declared due to increased air pollution caused by that blast. What a mess, huh? And did you hear about that Vancouver attack? Meanwhile, up in Canada, I'm pointing that way. I believe that's north. A street festival, a man who crashed into a street festival in Vancouver, Canada, has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder. It was an attack on, like, Filipinos or something. I don't know if it was targeted. Police said Kai G, K-A-I hyphen J-I, Adam Lowe, L-O, age 30, driving a black Audi SUV. Ooh, Audi makes SUVs. Just after 8 p.m. local time when allegedly he plowed into a large crowd of people attending Lapu Lapu Day. Two words, Lapu, L-A-P-U, Lapu, Lapu Lapu Day Festival, a celebration of Filipino culture in Canada. At least 11 people ranging in age from age 5 to 65 were killed. Dozens more injured, some critically. Quote, the actions of a single person shattered our collective sense of safety. It is impossible to overstate how many lives have been impacted forever by this lone individual. So said Steve Rye, who's Vancouver interim police chief. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. A doozy. A doozy. For those who want to work on themselves, who want to overcome the fallen state, who want to overcome the world, be in it but not of it, who want to be free, those who are ready to walk out of their own prison. Did you know you're living in a prison? Even though the prison gates are open, the doors are open, but you won't walk out. What the? These biblical questions are to encourage you to walk out of your own prison. Can you make a conscious decision? The brand new biblical question. Can you make a conscious decision? That's the brand new biblical question. If you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and once again, my mic went out. What the? Testing, doing whatever it is that you're doing. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right, and you can podcast. Oh, let me say good morning, Justice. Justice, good morning. Justice is our friend, my friend, Bond's friend, your friend, amazing lady. So I got to say good morning. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
A spiritual battle is so interesting to me, really. I once was blind, but thank God I can now see. But it's so interesting to me that this spiritual battle is inside each human being. It's inside of you. It's a warfare between good and evil, and you think it's on the outside of you. Think about that. you're trying to fight a battle on the outside of you, and you're not going to win at all because it's in you. When you're looking outside at a battle, you're really looking at it from you, inside of you. And until you realize that and overcome, you're never going to overcome. You can hang it up. It's a within thing, not a without. And the battle that you see out there is coming from others inside of them. And they're imposing it upon others. Human beings, if you have not noticed, keep on living and working on yourself, you will, are the most cruelest, nasty, evil, vicious people you ever want to meet on this planet. Human beings. Think about that. And they're supposed, and they are created in the image of God, but they're nothing but vicious, nasty people. Why? And how can you overcome it? Human beings bring more damage upon themselves and others than any animals because they're in an animal state. Human beings are, and so they act like animals. That's why they think animals love them. Because they have the animal nature. And it's not going to get better. And the reason it's not going to get better because most human beings are not working on themselves. They cannot see. And if you cannot see, you cannot get better. And you can only see when you want to see what's happening in you and with you, through you. But it's horrible. The way human beings, the nature of human beings. And it's going to get worse. But you and your world can be fine in the midst of all this hell. Because you'll be living from a different source, men and women, if you work on yourself. And ladies, as I mentioned yesterday in the fellowship, your husband is not responsible for thinking for you. What's up? It's all like the how some people blame Adam for Eve. Well, if Adam had been watching over Eve, Eve wouldn't have listened to the devil. What the? How you gonna watch? Are you gonna follow around 24 hours a day? And she still can listen to the devil right in Adam's lap. If he was, she was sitting on his lap. You are responsible for you. In the same way that men are responsible for themselves. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better because most human beings' hearts are not going to change. Salvation is of the heart. It's about the heart. Change the heart, you can change the world. If you don't change the heart, you're not going to change the world. And most human beings are not going to change. They're not going to seek what's right. They don't want the truth. They love their misery. A perfect example. Fox 5 Atlanta is reporting three students at DeKalb County's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. High School, are facing charges after officials say they started physically fighting one of the teachers. The students are fighting the teacher at a Dr. Martin Luther King High School. Have you noticed that every street, every school, every city, every town is named after Martin Luther King Jr.? Nothing but destruction. Nothing but hell. Why? I thought you were supposed to be uniting the races or something like that. Watch this from 11 Alive.
New at 11, the DeKalb County School District is responding to a fight between students and a teacher at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. High School. And there is video of the incident. Now, we are going to play it, but we do want to first warn you, you may find it difficult to watch. Oh! Now, this just happened yesterday. The district says several students initiated the fight with the teacher. So far, three students are facing charges of battery and disrupting public school. We're told the teacher is on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. In a statement, DeKalb County Schools says the district is firmly committed to maintaining learning environments free from violent behavior and will not tolerate physical altercations in our schools.
Yeah, right. The students are fighting with the teacher like that thugs. Isn't that amazing? You still want to, do you agree with me now that the white people got to separate from the blacks? Would you want to teach at a school like that? That's more send your children to a school like that. U.S. News, the total minority enrollment. The total minority enrollment is 99% and 100% of students. Oh, I'm sorry. The total minority enrollment is 99% and 100% of students are economically disadvantaged. Is 99% what? I think they mean black. Oh, I see. The total minority enrollment is 99%, meaning black people. Minority meaning black. I got it. And 100%, they say, of the students are economically disadvantaged. Don't they look like poor kids to me? They look poor to me. Now, so 1% of white people send their kids to that school? What the? The black people are not economically disadvantaged. That's a lie. They had backpacks on there. They had hoodies on. They had everything everybody else has. iPhones. They were videotaping the fight. Ooh! They lie to you when they say economically disadvantaged. It's not true, folks. Now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? It's not going to come back because most people do not want and will not work on themselves. Their hearts are not going to change. 99% black, a high school named after Martin Luther King Jr. Amazing, huh? And they're fighting with the teacher. No white, ain't no white there to fight with. Maybe not all black, maybe they mean other than whites. I don't know. Because now they have lumped Mexicans and Asian people, they have made them a part of the black journey. Isn't that something? Even though the Mexican and the black and the Asian don't want to be a part of it, they make them be that. At Martin Luther King High School, they're fighting the teacher like thugs. Did you ever imagine that one day growing up, when you were growing up in high school, going to school, did you ever think about fight your teacher? Did that cross your mind? My country is not coming back. Fox 5 Atlanta is reporting a teacher in Hamilton East Home Elementary School was shot and killed over the weekend in her DeKalb County home. What is this, the water? What's going on in DeKalb County? Watch this.
Fulton County teacher has been murdered, leaving her students and family heartbroken. 25-year-old Kaylin Jackson was shot in DeKalb County over the weekend.
Tonight, we're learning more about the suspect police have arrested. The victim's family is speaking only with News Edge reporter Rob DiRienzo.
25-year-old Kaylin Jackson was a teacher at Hamilton Homes Elementary School in East Point. Her murder has left her mother in shock right now.
I can't go to sleep. I can't go to sleep because if I go to sleep, this is going to be too real. You know, it's going to be too real.
Police in DeKalb County have arrested 24-year-old Janae Colbert. They say she shot and killed Jackson in their home on Derwin Brown Drive Saturday night.
You took something that held us together.
Jackson's family says she and Colbert were in a relationship. Colbert's been charged with malice murder.
We took her in our home. We made her family.
What do you think about that? The same spirit that caused this woman to allegedly have done this, it's the same spirit that caused you to be angry. It's the same spirit that caused you to have fear. It's the same spirit that caused you to be depressed, anxiety, and worry, and loneliness. It's the same thing. It's the same spirit. It's in everyone until they overcome it. Amazing, huh? When will you pay attention to you and notice that something else is controlling you and it's not you? Why don't you admit it? The sooner you admit it, the sooner you'll be free from it. I am not in control of my own life. Something else is controlling me. What's keeping you from seeing that? What is causing you to think and feel the way you do? It's not you. You would never make yourself think, oh, I'm going to go kill somebody. Oh, I'm going to be lonely. I'm going to be depressed today. I'm going to overreact to this situation with stress. I'm going to be fearful, have fear to go up on a stage. I had two young ladies come up on the stage yesterday. Fear a little bit. And I wanted them to see that it was something else controlling them and it's not them. Whether you know it or not, accept it or not, believe it or not, something else is controlling you. And an angry person is no different than the woman that's been accused of killing this woman, than the children that were fighting the teacher at the school. It's the same spirit, folks. You are not in control of you. Here's a little bit more details about who the teacher was and how the mother discovered her death.
They were fine. Just minutes before it happened.
Michelle Jackson, Kaylin's mom, says right before she was killed on Saturday, she just planned a big celebration of life for her grandmother.
I really appreciate everybody coming out, man.
See my phone?
Yes.
I was typing a message to her. The first part of it, to tell her, words cannot express how proud I was of what you did. I didn't get a chance to visit before I got that phone call from my son.
That call was when she learned about what happened to Kaylin. Jackson says her daughter's profession, working in special education and as a cheerleading coach, was her life's passion.
My baby wanted to help kids, especially kids, kids that needed extra guidance.
Her smile was just, it was infectious.
As Jackson's mother prepares to lay her daughter to rest, she's still trying to process all of this.
I know I need to sleep. I know I need to rest. But I can't do it right now.
And school administrators sent messages home to parents informing them of Jackson's death. They're now offering counseling and grieving students.
Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's a spiritual battle. And you're on an ego trip. You can walk out of your prison anytime you want to. You can lay down your weapons and give up the fight. Really. Stop fighting with evil inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. Lay your weapon down. There's someone who can fight your battle for you, and you will win. when you stop fighting. If you want to win this fight, this is one fight you got to give up. And don't fight. You're going to get more of this. You're going to get more of this kids fighting the teachers. You're going to get more of fighting in your relationships. You're going to get more of being deceived by the general or the lieutenant, whomever you send out there. It's not going to get better until you lay your weapon down. Really. And you're going to see that there was never a reason to fight. And I'm not talking about physical fight, protecting yourself in a physical way. I'm talking spiritually. You're fighting a losing battle. That's why people say, oh, I'm so tired of fighting. I've been fighting for all my life, and it's not getting any better. If you want it to get better, lay your weapon down. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around. Really, folks, it's a spiritual battle. It's in the Word. I'm not making it up. It's a warfare between good and evil, and it's happening in every human being individually. It's happening to you, and you, and you alone as an adult are responsible for you. Isn't that something? Think about that. You and you alone is responsible to overcome your own hell. And one last thing, I'm going to take your calls. What's so amazing to me about this whole thing? It's just absolutely amazing. It's like, mama mia amazing. You can drop your anger just like that and be free. Drop your anger and don't let anyone, oh, Jesus angry. Whomever tell you that Jesus was angry to justify anger is a dumb, that's your enemy. They want you in the same hell that they're in. That's why they tell you Jesus was angry, so they try to justify evil and call it as good. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Shannon, a first-time caller out of Miami, Florida. Shannon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I've been trying to figure out the best way to ask this question. Me and my husband, we've been listening to you and just watching all of your videos and everything that we can for almost a year now. And I've been really working on myself as much as I can. And I could just use, I guess, some sound advice, some fatherly advice. I'm really trying to be, I feel like I'm a good wife, a supportive wife, I should say, to my husband. I feel like he's driving me a little insane. I feel like I'm going insane, dealing with his emotions. And I guess like when he's stressed out or frustrated, or he wants me to do something that I'm not aware of, or I don't know. It's just, I get these thoughts that, and I know I should, all thoughts are all lies all the time, but I start to resent him, and I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to, have these thoughts that I'm having. And so I try to just, notice them. But then I see myself start to get angry and act out. And it's like that, I know that that's still in me. I don't know, Jesse, I feel like I'm losing my mind. And I don't want to lose myself in this marriage. I want to believe that we can really just turn things around in a positive direction. You know, we're followers of Christ, and do our best to live our lives that way. But we're in the thick of it. It seems like that kind of goes out of the window. And I'm not pointing, you know, I'm not placing the blame on him. I definitely do it too. I can see the hell in me. As much as it was hard to acknowledge that, I can definitely see that. And I don't want to be that way. But there's just sometimes where he gets so angry, it's a little frightening. And I think, you know, thank God we don't have kids right now. And if that's in God's will for us, you know, I don't want our children to witness that. And so it's just been a little difficult to submit sometimes and respect him when he gets like that.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess, how do I, you know, I'm thinking about what you just said, you know, how do I put my weapons down in the moment? I'm even thinking about the biblical question now. You know, it's like, I feel like I have it under control. I'll be fine, you know, all day long. But then it's like the devil catches me off guard. And instead of leading with love and, you know, not being judgmental, it's like it gets me when he's in his emotions or he's frustrated or I can feel the anger coming on.
Is he working on himself?
I see him doing so in some ways, but in my estimation, I think he could definitely be doing better, and so can I.
What do you mean by that?
It's we both do the silent prayer. We don't do it together, but you know, we pray together, but we do a silent prayer, obviously separately. And as far as his health, like I try to encourage him, you know, he expects me to be healthy with how we eat and different. He doesn't want me to like have sodas and have snacks and different things like that. But then he does it. And I mean, we just had an argument recently and I told him, like, you don't practice what you preach, and it's a little hard to respect you in that way. And if you're the leader and you're supposed to be guiding us, you know, how can I respect you and encourage you and support you if you're not even doing what you expect of me?
And so your question for me is what now?
I guess, how do I put my weapon down? How do I not join him in his hell when I see him in his emotions? Or
so what are you doing wrong?
I start to get emotional as well, or you know, if he's frustrated, I'll try to figure out like, what's wrong? What do you need me to do? What can I do to be helpful right now?
And why you know, are you doing that?
Because I, you know, I care about him, and I'm like I said, I'm trying to be a supportive wife.
But when he is emotional or going through whatever he's going through, why are you getting involved, period?
Honestly, it seems like if I don't, he takes it out on me. Like, oh, you didn't notice I was mad, or you didn't notice I was upset. You weren't there for me.
And so... and I'm only getting one side, and I would have to hear his side, but why are you getting involved, period, with someone else's trouble?
I don't know. I think it's, if I'm being honest, it's kind of rooted in fear. You know, I'm afraid of how he's going to react. Or he's going to feel like I'm not being there for him, and or that I don't care about him, and I do. And so I get involved.
But you don't care about him.
And I would argue that, you know, I can definitely say in the moments where I've joined him in his hell and I've reacted poorly, you know, I've definitely said things or acted out in ways that show that. And that's what I don't want.
But if you cared about him, if you loved him, you wouldn't get involved with his issues at all. You would have nothing to say about it or do about it. It's all about you. It's not about him. Because getting involved with his issues only makes you feel good.
Hold on a minute. Okay.
Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. Sorry about this. For some reason, I don't know if my headset going out or my mic going out, but something. What? Amazing. Let me see. Where am I? We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven if you need counseling. If you want counseling, individual, family, or whatever, by phone, Skype, or walk-ins, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right? And be patient, because it is booked. I'm like, what now? But sometimes people, they want to reschedule or they may cancel. We let you know if you already been booked. All right? So be patient. And personal shout out. Shout outs. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, whatever. I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Let me go back to Shannon, first time caller out of Miami. Hey, Shannon.
Yes, I'm here.
So I was saying that if you loved your husband, you would not get involved with his emotions, his issues at all. You would let him go through what he got to go through. Why are you getting involved with his emotions at all?
I guess I don't like to see him down or, you know.
Why not?
I guess, like, I know what it feels like, you know, and you just, I'm his wife, and so I feel like I should be there to support him and help him.
But how are you supporting him in hell? And you're his wife. Can you save him?
No, I can't.
So how are you supporting him by going into his hell?
Yeah, I'm not. I guess that's the thing. I learn every time, you know. We start to fight and argue, and then I get resentful because I'm like, I'm showing up for you. I'm doing everything I can to.
No, you're showing up for you. You're not showing up for him. You're showing up for the thrill of pretending that you love him. That's a thrill. You're showing up for the thrill of the fight. A thrill when you fight. You're showing up for thrills. You're not showing up out of love at all. It's all for you. Because if you loved him, you would see that you can't save him. You can't even save yourself. You can't save him. You will leave him in his hell and let him go through what he got to go through, and you stay out of it.
So I guess, like, do I just stay silent? Do I see him when he's dealing with that, just leave him alone? And
what else can you do about it? Look how miserable you are. He can't save you. How can you save him?
Right.
Why don't you stop playing God so you can know God?
That's good advice.
No, that was a question.
I've definitely, and I mentioned that, you know, that we can't be each other's God. I even felt like, you know, I don't want to be like mom, you know.
So why don't you stop doing it then? Just stop. All you have to do is stop.
I'm just afraid of what the hell turns into, because he's going to get mad that I'm not saving him or
but
whatever.
But you're not saving him.
And I don't want to, you know. I want him to be able to work through it.
No, you don't. If you did, you would stop. You would stop playing God. So you don't want that. You're doing what you want to do, and that's pretend that you love him, you can save him, you care, and all that. You're lying to yourself and him.
So I guess what, you know, just practically, what do I do in those moments?
Nothing.
Okay.
What you're doing is not working, right?
It's not.
So why keep doing the same thing?
That's why I'm calling you.
why don't you stop? What would happen if you stop trying to get involved with your husband's issues? What would happen?
I believe that he would be able to sit with it, deal with the pain, and we can come back together, you know, after he gets through it and over it, and I can just show him love and let him know nothing's changed. I'm being supportive, and I can get out of my own hell and not join him, because that's certainly what's happening, you know.
Why do you believe that?
It seems like the right thing to do, honestly. And
then why don't you do it? Because you're still in your hell. You don't know what it is to be out of hell. You're in hell.
Yeah.
You're in hell trying to save someone else. What a mess.
Yeah. It is a mess. It is a mess.
So why don't you stop? And work on you.
Yes, I can try. And that's something that I keep telling myself to do. Right. Like I don't know. I feel like, I don't want to say this the wrong way. Like, I need to be the example, you know, because I want to lean on him to lead and, you know, be the one that sails the ship. But that's neither here nor there. I can lead with love and not even lead with love, but I can be with one with God and not do what I've been doing.
What do you mean by you want to depend on him to lead?
I guess
being
an example, you know, when he gets like that, I feel like he's the one being emotional and sensitive, and I don't want to say because he's a guy, he's not supposed to feel that way, but
he's not supposed to feel that way, nor do you.
Right.
Why don't you be the light? Why are you looking to someone else to be the light?
I guess because I'm in my own hell too, like you said. And that's what I'm saying. I need to work on myself. I need to just keep working on myself and be the example. if that's what it takes.
But you're not supposed to work on yourself to be the example. You're supposed to work on yourself to come out of your hell, if you want to come out of your hell, out of your misery. That's why you work on yourself, because now you're going to be thinking, oh, I'm going to work on myself so I can be the example. That's another ego. You should do what you want. You should want to return to the Father. You should want to come out of your own misery and not rely on anyone else.
Right, definitely. That is what I want, for sure.
Then why don't you do that?
I will. I will work on doing that. I'll work on doing that.
And if it's true that you, because I wanted to hear you, but if he said, oh, you don't care about me, you don't care about emotion, just say there's nothing I can do about your emotion. What the? And don't argue about it. And stay out of it. Let him suffer. You right. can't save anyone. You can't even save yourself. Stop playing God with your life and his life.
Right. Okay. Okay, I can work on that. I can do that.
You can do what?
I can stop playing God and trying to save. I can stop trying to save him and basically doing what I've been doing, thinking it's working. Even in the moments where it seems like it's working, I know that's a lie. You know, it's just, like you said, it's for me. I do get something out of that when I make him feel better, you know. Like, oh, that worked. Okay, we got through it this time, and I can go, whew, breathe. But it didn't really do anything. If it happens again, and I try that again, and it doesn't work, so I need to stop doing that.
Where did you get the idea that you need to or can make a relationship work? Where did you get, and that you should put effort into making anything work? Where did you get that from? That idea from?
I can't even say. I think it's just societal norms that, you know, it's just what we've been taught, and that is false. You know, I've been listening to you say you shouldn't have to work on a relationship, and I've been even experiencing that with certain friendships. You know, at this point, especially since I've been getting closer to God, I've noticed that I've been losing some friends, and I'm like, okay, if my life now, you know, I'm not saying I'm better than you, or, you know, just because our lives look differently, we believe in different things, that doesn't change the friendship for me. But if you feel like you don't want to be my friend, or that changes for you, bye. You know, and it seems a little harsh, but
why does that seem harsh?
Just because of what I've been taught and what I used to believe in. And it just, now I'm learning that that's not real love. You know, it's not real, and it's not good. And so
everything you've been taught has been wrong. And that's why when you return to truth, return to the Father, He get rid of everything. He encourages you to get rid of everything you've been taught, because you're never going to live up to what you've been taught, the values, the principles, the morality, the this, and then that, and then that, and to make this work. You've been lied to. No one is able to live up to that, because it's all lies.
Right.
No one is able to live up to that, because it's not one person on earth can live up to what you've been taught. It's all lies.
That's so true. And I've been witnessing that. I've been learning that, for sure.
So because of time, what I want to encourage you is that leave your husband alone. Leave him in his hell. You work on you. You're not responsible for him spiritually, and he's not responsible for you spiritually. And so just work on you. Don't rely on him. You have the source in you that will make decisions for you if you let go and let him do it, the Spirit of Truth.
Right. Okay.
And if a relationship works, fine. If it doesn't, fine. Don't try to make it work. It's never going to work when you try to make it work.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the work you're doing.
And don't judge him. Don't have an opinion about him. You can see it, but don't judge it. But keep your eyes on you and have no opinion about anyone or anything else. And the truth, the light, will guide you. It will give you wisdom. And it will allow you to see not only what's going on inside of you, but inside of others. But it will not allow you to judge them. You won't have an opinion about it.
Yes, sir. I believe that.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am.
Every
yes.
morning, every night?
Yes, and during the day sometimes,
right
too.
Right on. Yeah, practice being present 24 hours a day.
Yes, it's been very helpful, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Did you go and forgive your mother and father?
Yes, I did with my mom. I've been trying to get in touch with my dad. I know that that's definitely a part of it. I know for sure I need to forgive my father, so I'm looking forward to doing that, but it went really well with my mom.
Well, you now keep your eyes on you, and in your heart, wish your husband well, but you can't do anything for him or about him.
Right.
Stop playing God.
Yes, sir.
And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, you'll be able to do whatever the outcome becomes, you'll be able to handle it. One way or another, you'll be fine. But you got to put your eyes on you.
Okay. Thank you.
And stop listening to your enemy. The thoughts and emotions are your enemies. They're not your friend. Stop obeying them.
I needed to hear that. It's like you knew exactly. That's the biggest thing I need to continue to make sure I stop doing that. If one thought turns into another, it's like a tumbleweed.
Yes. You are bargaining with your enemy, and your enemy is on your enemy's side. Your enemy's thoughts are giving your enemy's other thoughts your plan of attack. And
right.
You keep trusting the enemy.
Right. Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And let your husband stay with whatever he want to do. I don't know if he's working on himself or not, but if he's not, you better leave him stop because the light in you, if you're working on yourself, it's going to be hated by the darkness in him if he's not working on himself. You're just going to make it difficult for yourself.
Right, for sure.
And if, you know, just work on you, you'll be fine. Leave him alone. What the?
I'll definitely start leaving him alone. Yes. I definitely will.
Take your eyes off of him. You're responsible for you. He's responsible for himself, all right?
Okay.
And then if you get feeling, oh, I feel so bad for him. Look, he had a rough day. He's crying. Remember, if he's crying, he's lying.
He's lying. Thank you, Jesse.
And so don't let the devil make you feel sorry for him and all that. He got to deal with his own hell, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let me know how Thank it goes.
You. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Bye. 888-775-3773. First time caller, William out of L.A. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, William.
How are you doing?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in the other L.A. down here.
No
Louisiana.
Man is good. Oh, you out of Louisiana?
I'm good for the moment.
Why yeah, you put LA, man? What the? Huh?
LA stands. Oh. LA means Louisiana.
Oh, yeah? My bad.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, Louisiana. My bad.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Go
I'm,
ahead.
The reason I'm calling you today, I guess, is because
I knew about you for a few years. Like I used to see you on Owen's show and other places, but I only recently started listening to your show like a couple of weeks ago, and when I come home on Sundays, your fellowship live streams are on, so I'll put those on in the afternoons. And you started talking about things I've been trying to put into practice for a while, and was having a hard time with gaining control, I guess, over my anger and things. And I don't know, something you were talking about last week just unlocked something for me. I can't even put it into words, really, but Friday I got up and I just decided I was going to go to work, and I was going to not really focus on too much other than just trying to stay in the moment and get out of my imagination, which is I practically lived most of my life inside of my head now when I look back. But I don't know, I just, the last 4 days, 3 days rather, has been really peaceful, and I just I've been doing my own version of the silent prayer as a Orthodox Christian. I do the Jesus prayer all day long. I try to stay out of my thoughts that way too, but I don't know, just something about you talking about the staying present and all thoughts are lies. I don't know, man, it just unlocked a door for me the last 3 days, and I don't know if this is just God's grace showing me a preview of like what life could be like if I just keep at it. But anyway, I don't know. I just know I want to keep going this direction, and just I don't know, man. Thanks. My priest and I have been working on these things for a couple of years, and I don't know, you just broke it down for me in a way that I could just see easier than what he was even trying to explain to me. So I'm a little nervous, but
relax.
I don't know, that's the gist of what I was calling about.
That's amazing, William. You're on your way now that you can see, stay present, stay seeing, and everything is going to change for the good. It cannot go wrong. It can only go right. As long as you practice staying present, not believing those thoughts, the so-called good ones or bad, those emotions, the so-called good ones or bad, don't call them you ever again, no more identities. You have not seen anything yet. You're on your way.
Yeah.
I
appreciate you.
What? You're welcome. You say you're an Orthodox. What?
I'm a Christian. They call the church is referred to as the Orthodox Church, but
What do they do? What do they do at your church?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the service, I suppose. But, we pray and worship God. And
oh, so Orthodox is the same as just being a Christian?
It's Eastern Christianity. So the traditions and things are from the East, you know, as opposed to the Western version of kind of like the Russian Orthodox Church. It's the same. The Russian Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox, the Antiochians, it's all the same church.
How has it helped you?
Well, it helped me find the truth, I suppose. I started several years ago. I was having a hard time in life with addiction and things, and I.
But you haven't found the truth until right now when you found the light.
I've
Hold on, buddy.
Certainly.
Hold on.
So I'm 32 years old now.
Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. But don't worry, our greatest president is handling some of the business. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. It's Female Monday, April 28th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, and we'll get to your super chats as well. You can super chat via buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, or on YouTube or Rumble, DLive, and elsewhere. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, that's my show, and then Joelle Friday TV, and then American Anchor Baby, and then today is the premiere of Punchy TV with a new episode of Punchy TV, that is. You can call in every so often, even though the lines are full, just in case a line opens up, all right? Call in. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the Trump administration's immigration crackdown kicked into high gear this weekend with hundreds of arrests. On Friday, the FBI arrested Milwaukee County Circuit Judge, so-called judge, a woman, Hannah Dugan, D-U-G-A-N, and charged her with allegedly helping an illegal alien, they call them undocumented immigrant, quite documented, just illegal, in her courtroom and avoid capture. Wow. Over a four-day period, ICE and Florida law enforcement agencies detained nearly 800 people who were allegedly illegal aliens. They call them undocumented immigrants. More than 100 people who were accused of being in the country without proper documentation, meaning coming here illegally, were arrested in Colorado Springs after a raid at an underground nightclub. Wow. Amid those mass arrests, bringing them out of the shadows. Nice, right? Amid those mass arrests, staffers from the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, are reportedly building a master database of sensitive data gleaned from the IRS, Social Security, and HHS, Health and Human Services, among other government agencies. Trump officials said the database will help create targeting lists that can be used to find, detain, and deport the illegals, which Commie Nonsense calls migrants. What a mess, huh? Also a mess, Harvard University. It's a terrible disgrace, a shadow of what they once were. Just days into his second term, our greatest president, Trump, began directing America's so-called elite universities to make major policy changes under the auspices, CNN's word, of fighting anti-Semitism. All one word, no hyphen from CNN. Since then, his administration has taken punitive actions against Columbia University, not the country. Different spelling, by the way. Princeton, Cornell, Northwestern, and other so-called universities for failure. They're being remiss in their duty to adapt to our greatest president and America's priorities. Harvard refused the government's demands to eliminate DEI, Communist Diversity, Equity, and Evil Inclusion policies, audit the viewpoints of students, faculty, and staff, whatever that means, and alter rules for on-campus protests. Degeneracy. Even with the threat of losing federal funding, they are defying the government. Instead, the nation's oldest university sued the Trump administration, claiming such threats were a violation of their First Amendment. Give me a break. As well as the arbitrary and capricious. Give me a break. Both sides will make their first appearance in a Boston court today. I don't have high hopes for that, right? The judge is expected to set deadlines for the government to provide documentation showing their internal deliberations behind the funding freeze. What a mess these judges insert in themselves. And Kristi Noem got robbed, allegedly, or stolen from. A man has been arrested, a so-called man, for allegedly stealing a high-end Gucci purse belonging to Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security secretary, while she was eating dinner in D.C. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question: can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Amazing question. If you're busy doing whatever you're doing, Christian Noel, your purse laying on the table, wherever, someone take $3,000 from it. What the? And you're the border lady? I think you're the border lady. Something like that. You still can be listening to the show, Kristi, or you can podcast the show, and when you're done out there trying to find your money back, your purse back, you can podcast. But you can be listening by calling the listen line, anyone around the world, at 605, that's 605-615-4131. All right. Excuse me. 605-615-4131. And then you can podcast. And we're going to get to your super chats to donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's now the third hour of Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I would too.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I want to go back to William out of Louisiana, not L.A., but Louisiana. William, first time caller. Thank you for holding. Hey, William.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, so you're an Orthodox Christian, and I ask, how has that helped you?
It just helped me find the true church, and now I have a real relationship with God, and that's how it helped me.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
Right now I'm focusing on just staying out of my head, right? That's something, you know, on my list of things to do. Currently, she's not the easiest person to get a hold of, so... I understand now that I need to... It's more than just, you know, forgiving her in my heart, I suppose. I need to physically have a conversation with her and say it, I suppose. But, yeah, she's not easy to get a hold of right now.
And so have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I mean, in myself, yeah, I don't blame her. And I think I've let go of the anger I might have had towards her.
And have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Not physically gone to her and told her yet.
And
but,
why not?
Well, she just been busy and hard to even get her on the phone or to answer a text message the last, I don't know, 2 months or so. She lives about an hour and a half from me, so.
And so why have you gone to her and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I just been, you know, busy. But I do plan to do that, you know.
And why have you done it?
I just been busy. I got two jobs and I go to church, you know, all the time.
You have time to go to church all the time, but you don't have the time to FaceTime your mother or call her and forgive her for what she's done to you?
I'm going to have to physically go to her and do it because she, like I say, she, I can't even get her to answer the phone right now.
And why not?
She says she's busy with work and she, you know, she's always kind of ignored her phone anyway. So she's stubborn in that way, I suppose.
So you called her and she told you she's too busy to answer the phone?
No, sir. She just doesn't answer the phone and she doesn't answer text messages till days later. So I'm going to have to go to her if I want to talk to her, I suppose.
And why haven't you FaceTime with her?
She would. She wouldn't answer.
Why are you afraid to face her?
Part of me doesn't want to upset her by saying that I forgive her because she might, I just don't want to upset her, you know, but I mean, I'm going to do it, but I suppose part of me is hesitant because you know, she's my dear mother, and I don't want to make her think about the past or anything like that, you know. So in that way, I'm a little hesitant.
And so the real reason you have not called her or FaceTime is because you're afraid to face her.
While that is true, the limitations that I explained to you are honestly what's preventing me from even having a normal conversation with my mom, let alone, you know, one like this.
When God said to you, in order for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven right now, you must first go and forgive. Did you think right. that he didn't know it was going to hurt your mother's feelings?
No, he knows that.
So then why are you concerned about how she's going to feel about it?
I don't know. I suppose it's just, I don't have to think about that much. It's just there. I just know that I don't know. I don't have an explanation for it, really. I know she tried her best. She made some mistakes, and I don't want to hurt her feelings by implying that, that she did, you know, damage or whatever.
You're not implying it. She did do damage.
Right.
You're not implying it. You screwed up because of your mother.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it was mostly because of my father, but she definitely played a part in it.
And what did your father do to you?
He was just really abusive, and he never was in, you know, my parents divorced when I was, I think, like 7 or 8. And
what did he do to you?
Physically abused me.
How did he physically abuse you?
Punching me and slapping me and, you know, throwing me across the room as a young kid, too.
At 8 years old?
Yes, sir.
And
below that age.
Why did
he
do that?
He had lots of anger problems. He screwed up from his mama, that's why.
And what did your mother do to you?
She was real young and ignorant about, you know, being a mom, I suppose. And
what did your mother do to you?
It's hard to say.
So why is it so easy for you to remember exactly what your father did, but you can't remember what your mother did?
I don't know, because I guess because a lot of my anger came from what I perceived my father had done to me, I suppose. That kind of formed my teenage years of angst and then into my 20s. And now I'm 34 and I'm done. I'm just tired living like this, you know. So,
did your mother do anything wrong to you?
Yes.
Like what?
Yeah, but it's hard to, I'd have to really, it's not so obvious to me. I'd have to really.
Why not?
Sit down. I'm not sure. I suppose
I. May I tell you why?
Yeah, please.
Because you identify with your mother. You're just like her. You're taking her.
That's true.
You're taking her way of thinking, her emotions. You think and feel just like your mother. And that's why you treated your father the way your mother treated him, because you identify with your mother. She pretended to be a victim, and you identify mm-hmm. with your father, I mean with your mother, and turned against your father.
Right.
With your mother's hatred.
Yeah, no, I've been a beta for a long time.
Yeah, because you just like your mama. Your mother has done damage to you that you don't even understand yet.
Right.
And that's why your father...
Well, I hope to learn more about it by
that's
by
why your father...
You.
That's why your father couldn't deal with it, because she was held to pay.
Yeah.
So here's what I recommend. I recommend forget about emotions. Emotions are not necessary. Emotions are not real, and they are not from God. They're all
right.
from your imagination. They're from hell. And the reason you don't want to face your mother, you're afraid of her. But you call it love. You say, oh, I don't want her to feel it. You're really afraid of her. You got to face your mother and forgive her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done. You turned me over to my father. You played victim. And you destroyed my life, recreated me in your image. I realize now you did your best. You couldn't help yourself. I am sorry for resenting you. If your mother say, oh, son, I'm sorry, fine. If she start crying, fine. If she blame your father or you, fine. You forgive her, and God will forgive you.
She's pretty humble in that she doesn't try to blame my dad. And even when we were kids and after
then
they
go,
got divorced,
then
she
go and
never
forgive
tried
her then.
To, you know.
Well, then it should be hard for you to forgive her for what she's done to you.
Right. You're right. Well, I'm you got a lifelong fan now, and I'm gonna ride with you till the end now. So I just really appreciate what I've learned just in the past week, and I'm just taking it moment to moment and
right on.
Trying to apply those things.
Let me know how it goes, and you stay with it. But now you got to face your mother shaking in your boots, and your father,
yeah.
And don't emotions are not even real, so don't worry about her emotions. That's how people mm-hmm. control you with emotions. They're not real.
Right.
They'll use those emotions against you and not for you, all right? So don't, however she acts or he acts, that's on them. You forgive them. And forgiveness is, I'm sorry for being angry at you. I realize now you can't help yourself. And God will forgive you, all right?
Right. Yes, sir.
William, let me know how it goes, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-7753. 773. You can be free if you want to be free. Or just stay in your hell. Stay in your misery and call it good. See how far it gets you. Aaron is out of Maryland. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well, Aaron.
Nice. I was calling you today because I wanted to ask you about reacting to things.
All right.
I've noticed that if I hear something that's like really gruesome or shocking, like, for example, the Carmelo Anthony thing with Austin Metcalf.
Okay.
I know that people are discussing like the politics around it, but I remember when it first broke the news that this guy, this teenager stabbed another teenager in the heart. I was shocked. And then I've been paying attention to my thoughts. So I'm aware that after the initial shock, a bunch of other thoughts come. So I ignore those.
Yeah.
But I was wondering about the initial shock. Is that even normal? Or as a man, am I supposed to just receive information and then take it as information? Don't be shocked.
You will. Don't be shocked. You only were shocked because you didn't catch the thought that came quickly upon you and you reacted emotionally. But if you just continue to practice catching thoughts, you would not be shocked by anything. There would be no reaction.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So I figured just, that, but I needed some reassurance because it's confusing at this time.
No, it was only because you didn't catch the thought.
Okay.
And so, and just realize, wow, I was shocked when I heard that. I overreacted, but don't judge it. It's enough to see it and admit it, but don't overreact. Don't call it you. And then you'll start hearing about so-called bad things or what people are doing to try to do to you and others. You will not be moved by it at all.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So just be aware. When I first heard the story, and especially they were at a track meet. Who take a knife to a track meet? You know what I mean? And then it was two twin brothers and some black guys stabbing and allegedly kill some twin brother. It was shocking in that it was you just couldn't believe that somebody would take a knife to a track meet and kill someone allegedly. And so I was a shock. But it was like a sad story to see a twin brother have to deal with his brother being killed, and he dies in the brother's arm. The twin brother, that's mind-blowing.
I mean, it's just the whole thing is so messed up because people went so quick to pointing fingers, but this whole thing is such a mess. Like, I remember being in high school and just enjoying life and playing.
Yeah, me too.
And then, like, I'm saying for Carmelo, like, why are you doing that? Why don't you just enjoy life? Why are you stabbing another teenager in the heart? What are you doing, you know? And it's like, of course, you know, you have to figure out things by the law and go through that. But it's awful to hear that two guys, you know?
Pure,
I mean, in my eyes, pure
evil.
I do it, both have.
What I want you to know, Aaron.
Yeah.
Every human being in your presence. Around you, you're going to run into, or whatever. It doesn't matter the title, what they do. They have, unless they're working on themselves to overcome, they have the same spirit that guy had to kill someone. They can kill you at the blinking of an eye.
Yeah. I'm aware of that. I've had that in me, too. So
yes.
I know, but I'm thankful. I'm really thankful to God that I can see now, because I mean, that could have been me too, you know.
Yes.
If I didn't stop, it could have very easily been me. Either Austin or Carmelo, I could have been either one.
100%, because human beings don't know that they have been controlled by evil, and they think it's them. They think their thoughts and their feelings and their reactions are them, and it's not. And so it can easily happen to anyone nowadays. But if you're working on yourself, you're more protected than the person that's not working on themselves.
Yeah, that's why I'm really, really thankful for your show. And, I mean, even listening, it's really amazing. All the callers today, they seem like they're working on themselves. Every single one.
Yes.
All the first-time callers.
Yeah.
That was, like, really great to hear.
Yeah. Well, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All they get clear. Wisdom will come. That will blow your mind. All right?
Okay. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Amazing. Let me go to 888-775-3773. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the conversation you had at the fellowship yesterday and about just being double-minded, making decisions, and buying a house with the guy.
Right.
Don't be
double-minded. Be single-minded. Are you double-minded or single-minded?
I see the double-mindedness in myself constantly. Like, so it would appear that I'm very double-minded. And how I deal with that, I mean, I've known this for years since listening to your show, and it seems like the best way to deal with the double-mindedness is to just watch it and do nothing and not make any decision and just wait until it's obvious what to do. So that sounds directly contradicting to making a decision, you know, because that's how that's really worked for me really well. Cause I see, like you said, the lieutenant always trying to tell you the wrong thing to do, you know, in my head with the thoughts.
And so you're double minded or single minded?
The double minded isn't me. I just watch that.
Okay.
And it gets me some, so I am single minded, but
okay.
It would feel like I'm definitely double-minded. And in the situation you're talking about of buying a house, like how you had mentioned that didn't have a plan or...
Yeah, there was a guy at the meeting yesterday, the fellowship, he said that... I don't know if he said he bought a house, but he's concerned if he got one, he couldn't pay for it, right? And,
right.
Or he'd have a problem paying for it, something like that. I'm like, no, don't worry about that. If there's an opportunity in front of you, take advantage of the opportunity. Don't worry about the outcome. Because if the opportunity is giving you to buy a house, you're going to pay for the house. You'll be able to, don't worry, you'll pay for it. If you're double-minded, you're going to wonder and worry if you're going to be able to pay for it or not. But if you're not,
really? You'll
take advantage of the opportunity. You get the house, and you'll pay for the house. You're going to find out. I have never... Every house I bought, I've never, I didn't have the money in advance to pay for it. I'm like, what the? But I've so far been able to pay for it.
See, that seems crazy to me.
What seems crazy?
That you know, buying a house, maybe it's nowadays, our generation, and what the current real estate and market climate is now, it's like I've talked to a lot of real estate agents, and I've looked at places, and it doesn't seem like it's worth it to do like any type of 30-year mortgage nowadays, unless you absolutely have, maybe if you have a wife and the kids and a family.
I don't understand you what you're saying.
It's like it doesn't seem worth it to me to take out a mortgage.
Why not?
Because it locks you into. You know, it's just too many. It's too many hidden costs. You're locked in to that place. It's too many scams going on. Now, it's like real estate agents nowadays are like they're like used car salesmen.
What does it have to do with you finding the house that you want and buying it?
I don't necessarily need one. Maybe it's just me and my situation.
So you don't want a house then?
Well, that's the thing. Is like, do I? I don't know if I want one or not because
so you're double-minded.
It may not be worth it.
What the?
Right, right. This does sound like I'm doing it.
Not sound like you are.
But this is practical. Sounds practical to me, man. Because like,
so hold on. Hey.
Okay.
Catch your breath. Catching my breath. Letting it go.
Yeah.
Do you want to buy a house or not?
Right now, no.
Okay, then. That's settled.
Okay. Okay. It's that simple, huh?
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
The guy yesterday sounded like he wanted to buy a house.
He won.
And okay. So his thing is to go look for the house, get the house, and don't worry, he'll take care of it. But you don't want a house, so don't even think about a house right now.
Right.
Oh, amazing.
And, okay. And you know, forgiving my mother stopped me from basing my life around women. And I know that the only reason I would want a house is to please some woman or to impress a woman.
That's insane. So you don't want a house for you to live in or some type of investment?
Possibly. But right now, I don't, with my job, I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't need it with my current situation.
Well, okay, don't think about it. If you don't want it, you don't want it. You don't need it. If that's a cure for this.
There's a cure for this.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. It doesn't apply to you.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, I figure that, and you know, it's just when I listen to you, you have to let things go through one ear and out the other. You can't really hold, you know, that's how it's been when I listen to you. It's things don't make sense at first, and then a week later, it'll hit me that okay, this doesn't apply to you, or that's what he meant by that. So that's really worked for me. Well, so
amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on YouTube yesterday, prayers for you and the kids after 5 years, says Pedro.
Thank you. Amazing.
Ryan says, amazing church, as always.
Yesterday's fellowship. I don't always say this, but yesterday's fellowship. You need a pillow? He's yawning so hard, he's going to break his chin. Yesterday's fellowship was for those who want to overcome. If that didn't help you, I don't know what will. Thank you. Amazing.
Pastor Chatterley gifted 5 subscriptions on Jesse Lee Peterson's Rumble.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Marty says, happy Sunday, everyone. Amazing. Red Heart, love you guys.
Happy Sunday. Love you back.
Mark, we are in fellowship and it feels good. Thanks, Hands, Light Bulb, Strong Arm, Black, and Red Heart. Thanks, Bond, for helping me. So many like me.
Right on. And thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Bill,
truly grateful to have found you and returned to my creator. Thank you for your work, Jesse. Love from Melbourne, Australia, and Red Heart.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. What the? Thank you.
Blunt wit, faith in God, not in man.
That's right. Nobody or nothing but the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Him Diddy. Jesus never boohooed. New Bond shirt when?
New Bond shirt when or where?
When?
WTN?
Yep.
Coming soon.
Thank you, Him Diddy, for the suggestion.
Is he Free Diddy?
No.
Him Diddy?
Him Ditty.
Oh, I thought he said
Ditty like a song.
Oh.
Diddy like the rapper.
Oh, nice.
Right.
I didn't know about the song.
Well, a ditty is another word for a song. Ditty.
Okay.
A ditty. It's a hymn and it's a ditty.
Nice. Thank you. I wasn't aware. Thank you.
But that's not what, that's his name. Jesus Never Boohooed is his shirt idea.
I love that.
Nice.
That's right. Jesus Never Boohooed. What's that?
Cold Burger Art, the Pope is ticked. Great fellowship. Danke, danke.
Thank you, Cold Burger Art. I love that name. It sounds so Matt Dillon. Thank you, man.
That, that means thank you in German, danke.
Oh, yeah?
Something like that.
Danke, know that. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Oh, we better, we'll be out in a.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
Come back.
Treasure chest is now open on D-Li. I'll be back in a moment to your phone call and to finish the super chat. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. So quick announcement. I want to get back to your calls. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, at 12 noon. And then at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punches TV. Watch this.
What's more important? What you say or how you say it.
I said the N-word.
I'm glad you said that.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, nah, chill. What you doing?
There's this guy named Neo, and he has four women.
I said, you understand that your exclusivity to me does not mean my exclusivity to you.
That shit ain't gonna last.
What are they getting out of it?
He's bringing me around these people, status, maybe?
There has to be some type of trade-off.
It's wrong, but it's smart.
Why?
A player. Hake is a player. We got to find out what he was talking about. It's going to be amazing. At 2 p.m. Pacific time, Punchy TV. And get your coffee while you're there. Punchy's Coffee. All right. Rebuildingdemand.com/shop. Our merch is there and everything. 888-7753-773. So I need to make a quick call, and I asked my operator to give me the number, and the operator made it so difficult, I can't even get the number. The number's not there. It looked like it wanted me to hit something else, and then the number eventually pop up. And how come people don't just send the number? Well, I got to... Everything got to be all difficult. What the? Isn't that crazy? Why they had to do that and just instead of giving me the number?
There you go.
Well, tell me why it had to be so complicated like that.
I can tell you why. Because for some reason, your Wi-Fi is extremely slow.
No. If they had just put in a number.
I know. But it was literally still downloading.
Amazing. Yeah. So, Derek, I need you to cut down line six. I got to make a quick phone now, and I don't want people to hear me making the call.
No, you ask Nick to...
Oh, Nick does.
Nick to mute it. Yeah.
Mute it, Nick. I got to make a quick call. Hold on.
One ringy dingy.
Do I make it from the top or the bottom? The red or the green?
No, you go to air, I think.
Yeah. Right there, huh?
What the heck? Yes.
Okay. I got to make a quick call, folks. Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah. He muted it so that you don't hear the dial tone.
Right, but I'm
or
calling.
The ring or the button touch tone. Because people can dox you from the touch tone.
I'm making a call.
Okay.
Oh, no, it went out. I got to do it again. So let me hear.
Oh, go to, I don't know. Yeah, go to air.
Okay. Okay.
Hit one now, first.
Now put the dial tone off. Okay.
One.
Don't say the number.
Boomer Tech. Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, boop, beep.
Okay. Put the thing back on so I can hear one ring-a-ding.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
What?
No, that's the wrong number. But, Nick, will you dial that number for me?
We can't dial it from here.
Oh, come here and dial it, Nick.
You can get Nick can dial it from out there or in here. Yeah.
Okay.
You muting it?
Sorry about that. I got to do this really fast, and then I'll be... You have to do it on the rear, right?
Yeah.
This is so important. Really, it's so important.
Complicated business, folks. Complicated business.
Can I put it back on?
Yeah, he'll turn it back on. He'll unmute. Is it unmuted? There we go.
Okay. I hear it. Yeah, this will only take a minute. It's so important.
Hello?
Hello? How are you?
Fine. How are you?
All is well. May I speak?
Who might this be?
This is Member Punchy.
I do.
And this is Alexis?
This is?
This is Alexis?
This is?
Alexis, this song is for you. Birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, Alexis.
Get out of town. That song was for me.
Yeah. You thought you could run and you could hide, but you can't.
I did. I really did. I was like, nice. I don't have to go up on stage after church. No, nobody's going to sing me happy birthday.
You're still going to have to go up on the stage after Sunday. Happy birthday. For those who
don't
know,
you,
this is Alexis. And Alexis is a member of our Bond Fellowship thing, Bond. And she helped us set up every Sunday morning. The coffee and just make all that, I mean, ready for us. I'm so grateful. I had to call her to wish her a happy birthday. I've been wanting to do it for the last two Sundays, but she's been in hiding.
Well, a little bit.
Well, I think your birthday was Thursday, right?
It was, yeah.
Oh, so it just passed this Thursday.
It did.
And you didn't show up Sunday, that's why. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Jesse. And thanks for the song and Nick. I'm sure he told you.
He's here, but he won't say anything.
You're on the air, by the way.
I had no idea this was going to happen.
I know. I think I hear you, James. Hi.
I mean, I had all the ideas. This is my idea. Yeah.
It's a good idea. Right, I really appreciate it, Jesse.
You're what? And Nick.
Make my morning.
For those who don't know, Alessa is Nick's girlfriend.
It's
right?
True.
And,
it's
and,
true.
And Nick is Alessa's boyfriend.
That's also true.
Well, happy birthday. I just want to wish you a happy birthday and many, many, mama mia, many, many more. I know you went out for your birthday. You had fun?
I did. I had lots of fun.
Right
I
on.
I ate a lot.
Nice. Well, I'll see you Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Busy phones. Let me go to Jimmy out of Missouri. Jimmy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Jimmy.
Cool. Well, calling today. My dad passed away on Wednesday on his 60th birthday.
Well, may his soul rest in peace.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
For the last few days, you know, just been going through it. The 2 days after he passed away, it was just a lot of in and out of thoughts, and they got me a couple times, and got emotional, and I just wanted to call to see if just give you my plan of what I'm going to do to try to, you know, get through it. Just going to go back to work on Wednesday, just do my work thing, and watch the thoughts. If the thoughts come, if I have to cry or if the tears come, I'll take a walk around the building or do something. And I know that I just really not much I could do except go through it, keep doing a prayer, and that's about it. So I just want to know if I'm missing something, if you have any more advice for me, or if I should just keep doing what I'm doing.
All you got to do is, as you say, and I'm adding to it, just watch those thoughts. Let the mourning, missing him, come and go, and you'll be fine. But do not hold on to the thoughts, and don't let the thought make you say, oh, you're dead and gone, life is over, blah, 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 I love him so much. And before he expired, were you able to forgive him?
Yes, I forgave him and my mom back in February of 2022.
So now
I apologized.
You're fortunate that you were able to work on that with him all this well. So let the tears come, let them go, dry your face, and go your way. No big deal.
Okay. All right.
Really don't. And be careful not to get into the thoughts, because they're going to draw you down into hell. They'll bring you nothing but misery.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times. It just got me. I don't know. Just got me.
Yeah.
That's all I could say. I broke down boo-hooing.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, when 3 days is enough to mourn over him, right? So make sure 3 days you be done with it. Go your way.
Yeah. Today, I feel more clear in the morning, because the morning times would be a little, you know, I wake up instantly with the thoughts, but I do the prayer.
Yeah.
But even after the prayer, you know, they still keep there creeping in, showing me the images of them in the bed and all this stuff. And
yeah, that's what the doctors do. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. It's just a thought.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not from God. They're not from you, and they're not a sign of love.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I think it's. You know, when I'm really looking at them and examining them, it's like, well, are you crying over because your dad's dead, or are you crying over because how you feel about it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right. It's not for your father, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And all right. Well, I just wanted to reach out and talk to you real quick.
Yeah.
To see if I'm missing something or if you had something else to suggest.
Just watch those thoughts, let them pass. Go to work, have an amazing day at work. And again, if the tears come, let them pass. Don't dwell on them at all.
Okay.
I wish you well, man, and may his soul rest in peace.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Bless out of Louisiana. Bless, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, bless.
How
are you?
All is well.
Nice.
For real.
Nice.
For real this time.
Okay.
When you're seeking first the kingdom, death is might be the best day of your life.
That's right. 100%.
My question was, when you have advised men, if you're cheating on a woman, you should not tell her.
Nor should women tell men.
So I think if she's asking, then you need to be honest, and a man does need to tell her, because otherwise you're misleading a woman and leading her down a path, and that's deception.
But that's not true. You're not misleading her. It's not her business. It would do her no good to know. So he should not tell her, because if he tell her, she will forever hold on to it. And then he's going to have to try to prove himself to her that he's not doing it. And there's nothing you can prove to a person that don't want to believe the truth.
But that's why it should just be over at that point. And so then she doesn't get the freedom to walk away. He's constructing a reality like, oh, no, this is what it is. And that's called gaslighting.
I'm sorry, say that again.
He's constructing a reality for her.
Meaning
and
what?
She's going, oh, okay, this is a man who we're just together. It's just us. Meanwhile, there's another woman in bed with him.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so
let's just start over. So if a man or a woman marry and they one cheat on the other, the woman should not tell the man or the man shouldn't tell the woman. They should just stop doing it. You agree with that, right?
My point is, sure, I agree with that. Don't go ahead and tell.
You're saying that if the woman asks the man or the man asks the woman, then they should tell them, yes, I am, if they're doing it.
You got to be honest.
Why?
Because then you're taking away that person's choice whether they want to be in a relationship where their partner is cheating.
No, you're not.
That person should have a choice.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Because you're in a relationship because you want to be in that relationship. And if that relationship work without your effort, if it doesn't, it doesn't. But it has nothing to do with you or him.
Okay, so I can. I was married at once for a very short time.
Right.
He was cheating,
right.
And he told me no when I asked. And then we stayed married too long because deep down, I mean, I don't know what you believe about a woman's intuition, but a woman can just tell that a man is going to act different if he's cheating. It just is, and so. You know, the woman is like, you know, I'm picking up on something. You're acting different. There's little clues and hints here and there. Is this happening? And if he says no, I assure you it's not. I promise. I love you, blah, blah, blah. Then she's going, oh, okay, I must be crazy. And then it actually causes brain damage. And I'm not like exaggerating. It literally does.
But if the woman wasn't nosing into his life and just working on herself, she wouldn't even be concerned about that or even think about that or even look for anything like that. But she's in his life and not her own, and that's why she's suffering.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay. I mean, I can understand that, but I still disagree, which I don't disagree with you often.
Right.
So I disagree on that.
Okay. But it does. If you really, really look at it, it does no good. And the man is not being dishonest with her, or the woman is not being dishonest with him by not telling him because you are you and you're working on you. And it has nothing to do with anyone else. Just stop doing it, and you have a better chance for your relationship to work than you do if you tell him.
That's wild because... it can just drive a person crazy if they know without being told that they're lied to. And like you've experienced someone lying to you and you know that they're lying.
But it doesn't drive me crazy. That's on them lying. I know that they're lying, but it's not them. But I don't seek if they're lying or not. It will reveal itself.
So should she just get the divorce and be like, okay, well, this is too much for me to handle. I know that you're lying. I'm going to keep walking on my own path, work on myself. In order to do that, I can't be married to a liar. Should she just leave?
She should not judge him and understand and see, right. And have a wait and see. But if she judge him, as she will, she's not going to be able to deal with it because now she's in a deep darkness of judgment. And that's why she won't be able to deal with it, because now she's playing God. She thinks she's better than him. I can't believe you cheat on me. Oh, yeah. She's playing God.
I can see that, but it's like to preserve my own, you know, sanity or purity or preserve my own work I'm doing on myself. I can't stay with you if you're lying and cheating.
But if your mind is not on them lying or cheating, your insanity has nothing to do with the other person, no matter what they're doing or not doing. Your insanity is inside of you. Your insanity is that you lost the imagination and emotion, so you're in hell. So your insanity would not be coming from somebody else, no matter what they're doing. Your insanity is coming from you.
Okay.
Because if they were walking on water, you would still be insane.
Wow. All right. That's one I'm going to smoke on. And then thank you for your answer. I'm going to receive that. And then just one more quick thing that I disagree with.
Let me, before you do a hate, make an interesting point. What's your point, Hake?
That the one about God making Hosea stay with the woman, even though she cheated.
Right.
Yeah, God made this prophet stay with his wife.
I know the story. Did she lie to him and about it, and he had no way of knowing?
I don't know.
Okay, that's different.
But
how do you know it's different?
Right.
God's faithful to you despite you cheating.
Because I don't have the context whether he, like, was aware of it and men were coming to him saying, like, yeah, this is what's happening with your girl, or she was, like, telling him, or was he asking her?
Why don't a woman... Why doesn't she just take her mind off the man and work on herself? Because all of her troubles, all of her worries, all of her insecurities, all of her jealousies and stuff, that's inside of her, and it has nothing to do with the outside of her or inside of someone else. It's all her. Why doesn't she just work on herself?
Yeah, thinking about that. Thinking about that is what drives... What causes that brain damage?
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's why I'm gonna stay single forever because I can't handle this whole mess. So,
why not overcome the thoughts?
Well, there's still a solid reality. Like that's like saying, what if somebody came and
vandalize.
The other thing is, you're not in this situation anymore. So, like, I feel like pondering the should have or if this happens again or in this theoretical scenario is not going to bring light to you or to anybody.
I know, but I just love this show, and I love Jesse, and, I don't want him going around giving bad advice.
Right. And you say it's bad advice to not worry about somebody else.
To lie if someone asks.
But that's not a lie. You don't owe anyone any explanation about anything. How's that lying? You only lie to yourself when you don't admit to yourself what's wrong with you.
Because his advice is for people who are working on themselves. Your ex-husband wasn't working on himself.
Oh, okay. That makes a difference to me.
That's deep, hey? That's so true.
Okay. So, all right, awesome, thank you. And then just another quick thing I disagree with. When she's crying, she's lying.
Right.
I feel like because my life has been a lot of crying, and, you know, I wasn't aware that I was lying and doing this work on myself. I totally get it. But it's almost like to the women who are lost, and when they hear that and they're triggered and they're going, oh, my gosh, like I'm never listening to this guy again. Maybe what they need to hear is when she's crying, she's lost. Like you are lost like a goose in a goose storm.
But they won't look at themselves if you say you lie, but you tell them they lie. When they cry, they lie. They already know they lie, to be honest. people.
Okay.
Amazing. All right, we can leave it bless. There. Bless. If you can, call me back on this. I want to prove to you that when she's crying, she's... But you already know that now, though, right?
I do know it now, and I see it all the time when I see another woman crying. I'll see you Sunday, actually.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let's pick up on this Sunday.
All right, cool.
But if
Thank
you want to call back on the air so other women can hear it, absolutely do that, too.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'm making a black KKK. It's called the Ku Klux Klan. You want to join?
Sign me up.
Nice.
Amazing.
Kayla, if everything God said is true, why wouldn't the earth be flat? If that's how the earth is described in the Bible, it seems like the earth is stationary and everything spins around the earth. Just throwing that out there.
But who said it's not flat? I don't know if it's flat or not. I just know I see round.
It's so flat that it's a big, beautiful ball.
Amazing.
Thank you. Love you guys. Endless thanks to God and Bond. Waking up to the fact that everything I was taught growing up has been a lie. NASA, moon landing, Katy Perry in space, all fake lies. Party, American flag, shrugging gal.
Nice. Amazing.
Someone says, hey, Jesse, can I assume that any voices I hear in my head aren't from me? Because if the devil can mimic my voice, even if I can talk in my mind, or so I think I can I still make the assumption that even that isn't me talking?
You don't have to make the assumption. It's not you. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and none of them are you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am or miss or mister. Jacqueline, now a member on Buy Me a Coffee.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you for the great birthday cameo. It was Mamma Mia. Hola, si, senor. Muchas gracias. Amazing. Jacqueline wanted to wish Jacqueline a happy birthday.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
I know I bought the cameo for myself. Husband thinks I should call into the show once and for all, but it's better that I can listen to the cameo anytime. Thanks again.
Right on. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Be Spotless says, this week I have learned about myself being single-minded in person in three amazing ways. First, two lovely weeks off, I have discovered all the feelings are of the devil. He tried to place dread in me on my return to work. The illusion disappeared when I observed.
Thank you. Amazing.
And there's some other, and she goes on, I'll have to be,
yeah, we're
I'll
finished.
Get the rest of that later.
Yeah, we're finished. Let's finish. I'll be with that one tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm so out of time. We'll pick up on it tomorrow. Get on that straight and narrow, men and women, you shall be free. You're already free, you just don't know it. Forgive your mothers and your father if you want to be forgiven. And stop judging. Have no idea, no plan, just live your life. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Hate is coming up, and then Joy on Friday, then the American Anchor Baby, and Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Punchin' TV. Bye, y'all. Thank you for your support. We'll finish the Super Chat. Janelle, first time call out of Indiana. Vanessa, North Carolina. And Vanessa again, first time call out of Washington State. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Country Western Tuesday. Bye. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.